Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We're here in fun-filled Wardsville, Missouri, after the Centralia Panthers just finished trouncing the Blair Oaks Falcons 6-4 in seven innings of high school baseball. Congratulations, Coach Michael Roberts. What made it happen?
I think everybody. It took everybody we had today. Tucker Pollock, first off, did an unbelievable job on the mound. This is a good Blair Oaks team, coming to their place and beating them like this.
It's been a while since that's happened.
It's been a long while. Yeah. Our guys are they're gelling. They're playing hot at the right time. Our thoughts are with Matt right now, who got hurt early in the game. We had a freshman come in, did a good job. But
who came in, sir?
Luke Waltermate came in, played short the rest of the game. But our thoughts are all with Matty Robinson right now. He took a hard ball to the face. Big win for us.
So what was Tucker throwing tonight, sir, besides strikes?
Tucker, he's up there, man. He's a competitor. Like, he's not worried about who he's facing or what. His off-speed was on point. He had Ethan Adams behind the plate. Ethan does a good job, but he's got a really high baseball IQ and the way he calls stuff. Did a good job, and Tucker trusts him, listened to him, and he just filled the zone up and did a real good job.
You had some really good innings, especially the third, the fourth, and the fifth, sir. That's where all your runs came in. I mean, Blair Oaks got an early lead on you, and then you shut them down. How did you shut them down?
Well, it started by putting the pressure on them. In the third, we had two outs, and Mason Presley has a two-out, two RBI hit to kind of extend the leading inning, get us on the board. And, now we just pushed the pressure towards them. We kept the momentum. Then in the fifth, we had two.
Tell us about those two, sir. It looked a little confusing.
It was confusing because I messed up. But Tanner Dutton, bases loaded, hits a ball to the wall. The guy kind of bobbles it. I try to send Anthony forward. Mistake on my part. I was just trying to push it a little bit, trying to make something happen. He gets thrown out, and then Tanner gets caught up in an in-betweener at second and third and gets out. So they get a double play, but we still got two runs out of the deal. So, our guys just continually put pressure on them all night tonight.
Who did score the runs in that inning, sir?
It's probably Jack and Elliot McCoy. I think Elliot McCoy got us started off that inning. So.
I got the impression that Dutton and Presley actually scored.
No, Dutton got rang up between second and third and got the second out. Dutton's the one that hit it. So, I don't know. We had a lot. I mean, Elliot McCoy was on the base all night, so that's why I dropped his name. But he did a great job. Let us off. I think he let us off in the fourth inning, got that run. Waltermate came in, bunted him over. I mean, I could go down the line here. Every guy stepped up in the right spot and did a great job. Ethan Adams got some hits on the board, closed it out for us. Just a really good Centralia team.
That's turning into a Centralia trademark as you're bringing in a reliever with one out left.
Tucker reached his pitch limit, so we had to make a change. Otherwise, we would let him go the whole game. But, yeah, seems like that's been the fourth game we've had to do that. Guy goes in, gets one batter. But he did it. Ethan went in there and did his job.
Who's next, sir?
We got Hallsville Monday. It's a senior night for these boys. A lot of love for this senior group, so hope we get some people out there to cheer them on.
So what's the record now?
What are we? We're at 12-10, I think.
Winning season for the Centralia Panthers. Going to close out against Hallsville.
Yeah.
Thank you, Coach Michael Rogers.